Jeff Gard from UW-Platteville. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, well, right now I'm a little hungry after listening to you guys talk about those Cousin subs. So once we get done with this conversation, we'll have to jump on it.
Might have to go there.
I'm doing great, and I appreciate you guys having us on.
You guys are off to a pretty good start. Only a couple of losses on the season. You're coming off of a big win over Cardinal Stritch. Let's talk a little bit about your team, just what you got this year.
Well, you know, I think coming off of last year's Sweet 16 run, you know, we had a pretty good nucleus coming back. We obviously lost some good leadership and two key starters in Jake Showalter and Matt Oestreich. But I think, the nucleus of the group was back as well. A player of the year in the conference, and Robert Duax is back. And backup point guard was a all-conference player as well, and Quentin Shields, who was only a freshman last year, so sophomore this year. So, you know, surrounding those two guys, obviously we've got a pretty good balanced group that, you know, I think we're finding ourselves continually learning day in and day out as we get going through this this non-conference slate here early. And, you know, as I think it's starting to show a little bit more too, I'm seeing us a little bit more confident and a little bit more cohesion on the defensive end of the floor as well.
Obviously, Duax leading the team the prior game with 18, got off to a hot shooting start, 7-12 in the first half and 4-6 from beyond the arc. But the one thing that's so impressive, you guys are out-rebounding teams right now. It's more fundamental than it is anything. You guys have really set up rebounding as part of transition basketball, haven't you?
Well, it is. You know, we've talked a lot about the defensive end of the floor in particular, and you know, finishing out possessions, and I think anytime we can control the tempo of a game, you know, and that's obviously getting defensive stops and also offensive execution. I think, you know, the other night we did a very good job, I think, of trying to keep some shots alive and getting second chance opportunities for us, which obviously, you know, helps if sometimes they're not falling, you know, and you can also kind of control that tempo of a team trying to run on you as well.
One thing I've noticed, you guys are deeper. The last three games you guys have won, your bench is almost either all come close to doubling up, but really outplayed their bench. Your depth has really kind of carried you too, hasn't it?
It has. You know, we've had a couple little banged up injuries, just little nagging things, and you know, a couple guys are going to be getting back here as well, so I'll add a little bit more to it. But I think right now that's the key. We're trying to find the guys that are growing, guys that got maybe a little bit of experience last year, but then you know, this year they're obviously another year older. And you've got a couple freshmen that are even stepping in as well and contributing as well. And I think that's the biggest thing that we're looking at right now is obviously if we want to continue to go through this non-conference slate as well, getting some experience with some guys and trying to find out who we can really rely on when it comes to conference play after the first of the year. And obviously when you run through the conference slate and you're going 14 straight conference games every Wednesday, Saturday, you know you're going to get dinged up. You're going to have some guys with some heavy, tired legs. If you have some depth, that's obviously going to be able to help you withstand some of the likes, obviously, the Stevens Points, Whitewaters, and Oshkoshes as well.
Talk with Jeff Gard, UW-Platteville men's basketball head coach. So you've got five out-of-conference games left. Then on January 2nd, you get into the WEAC. Tell us about the strength of the conference this year.
Well, I think this is, out of all the years I've been here, this is probably the heaviest it's ever been. You know, you got the national runner-up last year, which took third in our conference in Oshkosh. You know, they've got everybody back. Stevens Point's loaded again. You got Whitewater's got everybody back as well. You know, I think the teams that are dangerous maybe early on, not a lot of people are talking about them, but River Falls is obviously playing well. Eau Claire's playing well. And it was funny, you know, obviously I was down in Wash U with Pat Yuckum, the old Oshkosh coach, and we were talking about it, how tough it's going to be. And, you know, the two teams that were picked at the top of the league at that point when we had the conversation were actually at the bottom of the league. And just kind of showing you how this year is going to play out, and we're just going to have to go in it one game at a time.
Coach, we wish you nothing but the best of luck. We're going to talk every other week. We're going to kind of check back in on Pioneer Basketball. Really looking forward to it, too. You got a hell of a facility down there. I've been down there a couple of times, and really looking forward to chatting with you all throughout the season, okay?
Well, I appreciate it, Bill. And, you know, obviously we look forward to even this weekend as well. We've got a big one coming up with a doubleheader and, you know, bringing in some awareness as well to some cancer research and pediatric cancer in particular. So, obviously, we're excited. We got a doubleheader women's play against Loras at 3, and we got Central out of Iowa at 5:00. But the biggest picture is that it's going to be a fundraiser for the Children's Hospital in Madison, as well as the Wilson family and Coach
That's
Megan
awesome.
Wilson, our women's
That's awesome.
Coach. So we're looking forward.
Coach got a run here at the top of the hour. It's awesome stuff going on. We'll send everybody to the UW Platteville website.